Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Again, we will talk to you about anything you want. That is the point of the program. We'll start things out by going right to your phone calls, where Cameron is on the line in Pennsylvania. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Cameron, doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, there's something I've been thinking about for a while. The other day I was in downtown Philadelphia, and I went to City Hall, and they had this rally there because Philadelphia is getting a professional soccer team. And they made a big deal out of it, and they had the mayor of Philadelphia on the stage and the commissioner of the soccer league, and they had all these you know, the big wigs there, like all the city council people, and they, you know, they announce the team, and this is the name of the team, and this is what they'll do, and everything. But what they only mentioned very quickly is that they actually are playing in Chester, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. And they're playing in this government-funded billion-dollar stadium on the waterfront and all this. And, you know, and they have these city councilors and these mayors, and the mayor from Chester, Pennsylvania, but of course they weren't on the stage, and they didn't get to speak or anything, because it's the Philadelphia team. And I began thinking about, you know, how there's, like, larger municipalities and smaller municipalities. And do you think that, like, larger municipalities, like a city such as Philadelphia, how much influence do they have on people that don't live in Philadelphia? I mean, Philadelphia is surrounded by a lot of suburbs. It's across the river from Canton, New Jersey, which probably has no influence with any politicians because it's falling apart. And I began to think about, do you think, like, larger, like, something like a major city might infringe on the rights of people that live in other states nearby or other towns because, you know, they have influence and they have more money and they can force people to do what they want. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys at all, but it's just something I was thinking about.
I think they set the pace for the metro in general. The city itself sets the pace for the metro being the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, I can't think of anything specifically where, you know, a city in some way deprives rights from, you know, neighboring suburbs, but I wouldn't doubt it. I think in this particular instance, it's kind of sad that the people that, you know, the mayor of the town that this is going on in doesn't even get to speak at the, what is it, the Philadelphia, what are they calling this soccer team?
They're trying to glorify the Philadelphia is the founding spot of the country. So it's the Philadelphia Union, and it's got the 13 stars to be the 13 colonies and stuff like that.
Well, it's quaint, you know, how they're referencing liberty and all that stuff. And certainly, at one point, someone cared in the state of Pennsylvania about liberty, I'm sure. But, you know, not so much anymore. What's the stadium here? Is a big taxpayer thing? I mean, how much is this soccer team itself going to cost the taxpayers of either Philadelphia or Camden? Is it Camden, you said?
No, Camden, I was just using Camden as another example. Chester is the city.
Chester, or the state of Pennsylvania, which obviously this is going to cost somebody something. Otherwise, this soccer team would have just shown up and said, hey, we want to play soccer and we're sure we can make it profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, most places it's a taxpayer-funded stadium. And, of course, then they love to lace their words with the terms like, you know, this is our team and it's your team. And
this will bring money into
the
community.
Yeah.
And things like that. When, in fact, the soccer, you know, or any professional sport really doesn't do that much to bring money into the community. It may do something for the businesses that surround there. Perhaps they can sell their parking spaces for $15 a piece, or they can sell overpriced hamburgers and pizza to the potential viewers. But I don't, you know, I lived in Tampa Bay and never really felt any, I certainly have an affinity, but, you know, never felt any of the financial benefit of having the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a couple of, you know, cities over from me. Not that I went to a couple of games, but I don't see that Tampa in general benefited from the Buccaneers, but I think that the people that right there around the stadium certainly did.
Well, and I can also tell you that the owners of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Devil Rays. And I don't know which ones got what money from where, but I'm just presuming. I'm running on the side of presuming that the city was involved in helping them get their stadiums. And I know that at least one of them absolutely did get a fairly big handout.
Oh, yeah.
So they're the ones that are probably the happiest because they get the taxpayers subsidizing their business venture.
Wouldn't it be great to have the building your business is in just be paid for?
Yeah.
By somebody else?
Especially when it costs, a couple billion dollars or whatever. Yeah. Kind of on another note, that's a related thing. I wasn't going to go into this, but they last week some members of the House of Representatives sponsored this bill that would prohibit college football from they couldn't call their game the national championship unless they instituted a playoff system, and they called like some of the commissioners of the different college football of the different conferences up to speak on Capitol Hill, and they're making this big deal on it. And it's like, is government really getting involved in sports now?
Yeah, when did this happen? This was recently.
Yeah, this was about a week ago, I'd say.
Wow. That reminds me of when they were a few years ago looking into the steroid issue, and it was sort of the same deal where they're calling people up into Congress and questioning sports figures and team owners and things like that about their steroid practices, and now you're saying they're getting involved in naming rights.
Now, what are they doing with it? It's not exactly naming. What are they doing with the? What are they going to deny the colleges the ability to
championship? The way the college football champion is determined is that the coaches vote, then based on where they vote on the teams and they rank like the top 25, and based on where everyone's place, that's who determines what teams play in the national championship or the Rose Bowl or the
Bowl. To me, but I'm sitting as an outsider. I don't watch much college football.
A lot of people argue that there should be a playoff instead where they seed the teams and they play off until they have a champion, which, I agree with that, but I don't think it's the government's place to step in, and these people want to make this bill where you can't call it a national championship unless it's decided by a playoff system.
See, they are talking about what they can or can't call it. So it's not allowed to call this your national championship unless you do as we say.
I see.
If you're going to use that term national, you'll obey us.
They have the representative from Texas or whatever. He's got a Texas football helmet on his desk while he's questioning this guy.
Disgusting. What a spectacle. Thank you for the call tonight, Cameron. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is just more proof that you don't actually own anything. Everything that you have is yours only to the extent the state is allowing you to have it. And if they decide they want to take it away from you someday for whatever arbitrary reason they decide they want to, if you won't do what we say about your sports teams, then they'll just take it from you. And then,
I don't know that the NCAA really. I think that's who runs the college football.
I think so.
I don't know that they really benefit that much. And as far as a monopoly goes, colleges, I think, join that of their own accord and decide to play in their. They have different sized school leagues and things like that. So there's the tiny school, the small school, the medium sized school, the big school, and the gigantic school.
Right. What are you getting at, though?
I don't know that the politicians really can do anything about it.
You don't think that the politicians can step in there and say, "You will do this. You will do as we say."
Well,
what?
They don't have any legitimacy. How's that?
They've got men with guns who are going to come in there and shut their organization down if they don't obey what their demands are. No, of course they don't have legitimacy in that they have no real say in how the National College Football Association is run, whatever it is they call themselves. Sure, they're just a bunch of Congress critters or babblers, as our caller last night suggested. But they've got men with guns who will follow their every diktat. And so if they say, you are not allowed to do this anymore, and the National College Association has the gumption, which they won't, if they have the gumption to say, oh yeah, well, we're a private agency, and we're going to do whatever we want, screw you. What do you think the government would do about that?
I don't know what they would do.
They'd audit everybody that has that's on the board of directors. They would jump in there. They'd audit the organization. They'd come in and they would do whatever they could to just ruin their lives. That's what government does best. Destroys people's lives. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we got an audio track from some video footage where a taser was used to ruin one priest's life.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
We at Life Change Tea would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change Tea help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system awaits you with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious stuff to fun times. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I have another fact about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or their owners, in fact. They own Manchester United, the biggest soccer team here.
There's what?
They own Manchester United,
really?
The biggest soccer team here.
Huh.
And they bought it with a lot of debt, I'd add.
Do they get free stadiums over in the UK as well?
No, the football clubs own them.
Oh. Well, that's
anyways,
nice.
Liberal Vision have a new website. Whoopie-effing-do.
What is Liberal Vision?
Liberal Vision is a classical liberal advocacy agent, pressure group. And it's a bit of a sore point with me because I was actually involved in the early development, but they didn't. The guy who founded it didn't have the balls enough to publicly call for the end of the war on drugs.
Hmm.
And they have now adopted the dumbest strategy ever.
And what is that?
Well, basically, they're attached to a political party here, and they think that they can change that political party to more freedom-orientated policies, and that's somehow they're going to get more MPs elected, and that's going to change the agenda in the country.
So it's kind of like the Republican Liberty Caucus, where they're trying to take over or influence the agenda of a major political party from the inside?
I have to say, it's the dumbest strategy I've ever heard.
And Why do you say that?
The guy who founded this organization, he's in PR, and he reckons he's the best thing since Edward Bernays. And I have to say, if you know, even I who is you know an amateur, you know politician, would know that that is the dumbest. Trying to change a political party, then to change the country, you're not even going to change the political party. You know, the establishments within these parties do not want change.
Absolutely. All you have to do is look at the example of what happened with the Ron Paulites during the 2008 election here in the United States. They were shut down. They were shut out. They were harassed and intimidated. And the rules were changed at a whim. Everything that could be done was done to keep these guys from affecting anything within the Republican Party. And they were scared. The establishment, the old guard, if you will, was frightened. But they did a pretty effective job of turning off their microphones, not allowing them to speak, just completely ostracizing them, and basically letting them know, hey, we don't appreciate you coming in here and trying to bring all your freedom ideas around these parts.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ziggy, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It seems like an exercise in futility. And I think it's probably even more futile than the idea of trying to take over the Libertarian Party again with principle.
Well, I think that I don't know about futility. I think that as far as I'm concerned, the Republican Liberty Caucus makes a heck of a lot more sense than the Libertarian Party.
They seem to make more sense here in New Hampshire, where they've been taken over from the inside out, effectively by pro-liberty people. I just don't know about the national level.
Oh, I don't know that it's going to matter in the long run, but more futile than the Libertarian Party? Come on.
Well, there's just more people in the Republican Party. So
the Republican Liberty Caucus at least has some people in Congress, whereas the Libertarian Party, zero.
Well, what they've done is they've rated some of the people in Congress by their little rating system.
They have members. Founding member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, one of them is Ron Paul.
Right, Ron Paul. And who else?
Jeff Flake.
Is he an actual member?
He's an actual member and speaks at their events and things like
that. The war?
I don't know the specifics of
what he's
voted. It
wouldn't take long to get
in.
To the specifics to find out exactly how non-liberty-oriented these people are.
Wait a second. I mean, you know, how about the Libertarian Party? We can certainly pick apart their voting.
Yeah, but they're not even worth looking at, so it doesn't matter.
You made a statement that was something like the Republican Liberty Caucus is more futile than...
Taking it over, it would seem... taking over the Republican Party is what I was saying. It seems even more difficult than taking over the Libertarian Party, and I think that's a waste of time. That's all I'm saying.
It's
a more established organization.
I think the United States of America is a failed experiment.
Yeah, it's done for.
And I'm ready for New Hampshire to secede.
Pull the life support. Get rid of it. And
that's where we can agree. I think that I think the RLC has, if you're gonna stay in some other state and not move to New Hampshire, well, you might as well be involved in national politics.
Might as well,
Republican Liberty Caucus is as good a place as any. Certainly, they're more principled than the Libertarian Party.
Let's continue with your calls. Also across the pond to Ben in the UK. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Ben, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Is there any way for you to boost the volume? Because I can hardly hear you.
I will. The board op will do his best, whatever that means. But if we can hear you, so go ahead.
Okay. Firstly, about the whole liberal vision or whatever they're called. Although the idea of changing a political party from the inside isn't a terribly bad idea, this liberal vision seems to be especially stupid because the party they're trying to change, the third party in the UK, is the Liberal Democrats, and they're, basically liberal. They're generally in favour of more but supposedly fairer taxes, so it seems like a completely lost cause.
I tend to believe that virtually all political methods are a waste of time and effort. I think that they get more effective as you get more local, but I think that anything on a national level in general, I'm sure this applies over there in Great Britain to some extent, is just it's just a big waste. But I'm jaded and cynical. Any other thoughts, Ben? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wonder how jaded and cynical I might be if I actually lived in the UK. I mean, as you said the other night, Mark, they have gone down the road to tyranny just a tad bit faster than the old United States.
Yeah, the wheels are off on,
they've been around
longer. The brakes are off on the wheels, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just awful. The more news I hear, the worse I feel for those poor people over there. And then when Ziggy calls in to say that he's frustrated because he can't even find anybody that loves freedom enough to do anything about freedom over there, it's like you're in a country where there's no hope at all.
He said that his friend Gavin has signed up for the Free State Project and is trying to move over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get here.
That's what it's got to be like, obviously Ziggy has his own issues and it's going to be difficult for him to leave, but,
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, your calls about whatever is on your mind. Plus, coming also on the way here, I think, Mark, you're going to tell us about a paintball ban. And this is an international story.
Yes.
Since we are being international tonight with our calls. 800-259-9231. But just because it's happening in Germany, for instance, doesn't mean it couldn't happen here or wherever you are. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30 3-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so you can enjoy those, again, at freetalklive.com. Now, there are lots of reasons that you might want to hide your valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most of them with little or no modification. In fact, most of them cost under $50. Most of them even under $7. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you, and you can get it at StashYourSwag.com. That's StashYourSwag, S-W-A-G.com. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. We go to the lady listeners, or callers rather, first. Live Free or Die is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
I haven't been listening to your show live this afternoon. However, I called up and I thought your listeners might be interested in knowing a little bit about the man who has announced that he's running against Ron Paul in the 14th District of Texas.
So it's the man who's announced that he wants to lose the race?
Exactly. His name is Jeff Cherry, Jeffrey Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Cherry.
Now, is this a Democrat or a Republican?
Oh, he claims he's a Republican.
Uh-huh.
And the really, you know what, that's fine, whatever. But the really sad thing about it is that he teaches social studies at a high school in League City, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And his students and his children, daughter and son, I won't give their names, have been spattering online forums with disparaging remarks about Ron Paul.
Okay.
They have jumped on the whole racist newsletter thing.
Oh, that's old news.
Yes, exactly, and it's been disproven. And they're also telling people that they are a Christian family, this and that. They're conservative. Jeff Cherry brings himself off as a conservative. He's on the Pickens Plan website. He's a member, T. Boone Pickens Plan, you know, with all
I
the
I don't
wings.
Know what that is.
It has something to do with oil, right?
What?
Something to do with oil and...
wind power. And all, yeah, it's like an Obama plan.
Right.
It's an Obama light plan.
If wind power was going to work, then wind power would have worked already. It just doesn't. In some places of the country, it might be viable. In most places, it's not.
Right. Well, it's there's no. You want to do it? Put up your own money. Don't ask the government for it. However, he's on the world some kind of world committee in Houston. His daughter claims, she's 24, his daughter claims she wants to be an ambassador. He's all for, world government. Yet here he is claiming to be a Republican.
Well, Republicans are for world government.
Well, he's saying that Ron Paul is not the guy. But the thing is that I have found information at U.S. Court's website. I paid for it. And this guy filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy in 2003. Chapter 7, as you know, means you basically wipe it clean. You wipe the slate clean. You don't have to pay back anybody.
Well, I mean, is there anybody who's surprised by this? I mean,
no,
it's a politician.
You
want
to know how much money this guy owes? Owed?
How much?
$174,485.
Sweet. Now, was that was that all of his debt or the debt that was wiped clean?
That was a debt that was wiped clean.
Jeez, I mean, that's a how does one get that much debt?
Well, by living large. And that isn't the worst part. Three years later, he took his family on a European vacation.
Oh, yes.
They went to Amsterdam. They went to Venice. There are pictures all over the internet. His kid drinking it up with friends and drinking Heinekens underage as an 18-year-old.
Well, that's okay. Kids do that
stuff. Christian. They're Christian. And they have values.
Well, what's God have to say about drinking a Heineken? I don't know.
Well, it doesn't. We're not the ones to talk to about this because we wouldn't vote for that guy anyway. We like Ron Paul's values, but I understand where you're coming from on this.
Yeah.
I mean, likely you're talking about good Christian folks in Texas that might be somewhat surprised by the idea that this man claiming to be the good Christian's kids are drinking underage in some foreign country.
Mark, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against what his kids are doing.
Sure.
The guy is claiming this and that, and again, this is not the kind of stuff that the mainstream media is going to let the voters know.
Well, I wouldn't be too concerned. Ron Paul's been—he's been doing fine. What's he been elected 10 times in a row, 11 times in a row, or something like that?
Yeah, and you know what? The last challenger, Chris Peden. Hey, you know what? He got himself into debt. Let this guy go into debt again.
Well, that's of course he can always just bail out again. But hey, thank
you
for calling.
Right, you can go into debt.
Thank you so much for the call.
Actually, the bankruptcy laws have changed since 2003. 2003, or I don't know which year it was, but like 4 or 5, uh-huh. Something like that, they changed the laws, and some would claim that, in fact, they knew that the financial crash was coming, and they wanted the American people to have to bear the burden of paying off their debts rather than
having. So what, you're telling me you can't get bankruptcy now?
You can, but they're going to take all your stuff in the process. They're liable to liquidate your home.
I see.
The whole deal.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good thing to me. 800-259-9231.
I disagree because the system is set up that people have to fall off the edge, and that's not fair.
They have to fall off the edge.
Because our money is created as debt. And then there's interest on top of the debt. If you pay back the principal of our money, then there's always going to be debt on top. So the system is essentially made so that people, trickle off the edges, as it were. And it's not fair to make those. When you're creating the money out of thin air and harvesting people's labor in the manner that the government does.
Yeah.
You can't say that those people that people in general are responsible for paying that off in the same fashion that they would be if they borrowed real money backed by real stuff.
Okay.
I think that there's a moral position that you're taking that is admirable. However, on top of that, you have to look at the reality of the situation, which is the system is designed that the people on the edges fail.
Well, how about we just make it so politicians have to not do bankruptcy?
As far as I'm concerned, that would be just fine.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Brian in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. We're going to take our police chief to court.
Oh, boy. Why?
Well, As you guys might know, and your listeners, in New Hampshire has pretty good gun laws, or I shouldn't say there's no good gun law, but fewer gun laws than most places.
Yes.
Do people regularly carry, open carry their guns around here, especially the Free Staters? I carry my Glock wherever I go, and just as a matter of course, and a lot of other people do too. Well, and you don't need a license, you don't need permission, and we're not really sure what the age limit is. I think you might even be able to be 12 years old and carry a gun.
Awesome.
You'll probably be stopped, but we can't find where the age limit is.
Okay.
But the problem with open carrying, especially during the winter, is if you have a jacket, it might accidentally come concealed for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no real definition of what concealed is, but you cannot carry concealed in New Hampshire, according to their rules, without a concealed carry license.
Which is supposedly shall issue, which means that you are supposed to be able to go down to the police bureaucrats and basically say, give me my permit. And they're supposed to do it for you unless you're a felon, apparently, and then you won't get anything. But what's going on? What's the problem?
Well, there are some people who take exception with the word permit. It's a license. We don't need permission, but really is permission, so it really means the same thing.
I absolutely agree. Yes. If you've got a right, you shouldn't have to ask for permission to exercise it, because if you have to ask for permission, you're talking about something that is a privilege and not a right.
Right. And as far as I'm concerned, it is a right. But, you know, I this is not the hill I intend to die on. There are some people for whom it is, and I fully support them.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my concealed carry license. It's $10. Now, I got a concealed carry license in Colorado, and it was a four-month process. It cost me $250, mugshot, fingerprints, all that stuff. In New Hampshire, it's $10. No fingerprints, no mugshot. You don't even have to give them the address you live at.
Excellent. Sounds good so far, Brian. What's the problem here?
Well, the problem is that their statutes don't list an age. And so I gave my son Miller, who is 16, a revolver for his 16th birthday.
Oh, hang on. We will return. More with Brian, and we'll find out where this is going. You mentioned it's a lawsuit against the police chief, so I guess that means his son Miller had a tough time getting the permit. We'll find out here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can control the airwaves, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And so if that's valuable to you, come on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. I was on the phone with a station owner today that's looking to launch a brand-new FM talk station, where I can't say, but we are going to be involved, possibly. It's like a 90% thing at this point that we're going to be involved weeknights, which is pretty exciting.
I like that.
Yep. So that's all happening because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP allows us to reach out to radio stations effectively, market the show right next to the big boys out there, the shows with the hundreds of radio stations, the, you know, the Hannity's and the Neil Bortz's and all of those guys. And Talkers Magazine is a very important part of our advertising campaign. It is the industry. It's the industry magazine for the talk radio business. And the talk radio seminar, or then excuse me, that's the new media seminar is coming up. That's Talkers' yearly convention that they have in New York City, and we are there every single year because of the amplifiers. And I just found out today. This is huge news, by the way. Just found out today that what my speaking role is going to be in this year's New Media Seminar. Last year they had me speak for the first time as a panelist on an internet kind of a internet future discussion.
Let me guess, this year you're going to be in one of those dunk tanks and you're going to have to people are going to throw things at you, drop you in the water.
That'd be cool. But,
yeah, it would be awesome. No. I would buy up their tickets.
No, that's not going to happen. I am actually going to be introducing the internet panel. I'm going to be introducing the moderator of the internet panel this year. So the panel I was on last year, I am now going to be giving the introduction speech for.
So you're going to be standing out there on stage?
Yeah.
And people are just going to be able to throw softballs at you there?
I don't know if the softballs will be available, but there will be a full audience of a few hundred people, and it won't be a... I will not actually be in the panel discussion. I'll have about 3 minutes, a little less than that maybe, to give a speech, which... That's pretty cool, man.
It's a good thing.
Everybody will be focused on Ian from Free Talk Live, so that's going to be pretty big news to help increase our visibility amongst the talk radio industry. Anyway, so obviously pretty exciting. We're going to move on with your calls, as Brian is still with us in New Hampshire. Now, you're talking about how here in New Hampshire, Brian, the gun legislation, the gun laws on the books are just not as restrictive as other places around the country. In fact, there are only a couple of other places that have even less restrictive gun laws than New Hampshire does, and those other places would be, I think, Vermont and Alaska. So we've got it pretty good here as far as gun freedom is concerned. However, as you pointed out... unless you have a felony, and unless you're under the age of 18, though, as you pointed out, you dug through the laws, and you couldn't find anything about a minimum age to open carry or to carry concealed firearms. So you gave your son... Yes?
Yeah, I made an assumption. I bought Miller. I told him I'd buy him a gun for his 16th birthday. So he picked up this nice Glock 45 caliber, which is a semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been carrying that around for a while. But I didn't think that he would be able to get a concealed carry license, because I just assumed, you know, shame on me for assuming, that, you know, you got to be 18. Well, so I was talking to a fellow Free Stater who is a gun attorney who is moving up here shortly. Actually, he's here in New Jersey. And I said, you know, I got this Glock for Miller, but he can't get a concealed license carry. And he said, wrong. I said, what? There is an age limit. You can own a gun at 16 if somebody gives it to you. You can't buy it until you're 18 or 21. I guess it's 21. But you can own one if a parent, grandparent, you know, guardian, or the government, of course, buys it for you.
Yeah.
But you can't own a semi-automatic. You can only own a revolver. Which I thought was really strange, but there is no age limit for a concealed carry license. And so I got Miller a revolver instead, and now I have this really nice Glock 45.
Nice.
So he's been carrying around this revolver. Now, concealed, if you have it in the car, it's concealed, even if it's sitting on the dashboard. It's considered concealed. So, you know, it's kind of a hassle, so let's get the license. So he fills out the form, takes it down to the police chief. Now, the police chief has 14 days to decide, and on the 14th day, the police chief sent back a letter denying his application.
Oh, really?
Yes, it says, the reason for this denial is that you are not an adult.
Huh.
So... Miller called.
Now, hold on a second. This is the same chief of police that had your other son, Cooper, arrested for videotaping on his own property?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, same guy. Got it.
And it's also the same chief that presided over the raid of our horses here a couple months ago. So, yeah, we've got some history with this guy.
Okay.
So, we're looking through the statutes, and we can't find anything that says an age. So Miller calls the chief and says, thought you might want to reconsider this because I can't find, you know, here in the statutes, in your laws, you know, your rules, where this is a valid denial. This is a shall issue state, and it basically says that a suitable person should be licensed.
Mm.
That is, if you're not a felon, if you don't have a, you know, conviction for a, you know, domestic violence, or there's a couple other things.
But one of them isn't age.
Of that is Miller.
Right. So what did he say back?
He said, well, you know, I don't really care what the law says, you know.
Of course.
It's just I don't feel comfortable issuing it to a non-adult.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say I don't care what the law is, but he just said I don't feel comfortable issuing it to somebody who's not an adult.
He has no liability. I mean, it's not like his...
Actually, he does. This is the cool thing
really?
About New Hampshire gun laws. If we go and the judge... Okay, so we sent a motion. We sent a motion to the judge. Noah did yesterday. And we have a trial date or a hearing date of next Wednesday.
Hmm.
So I'll put out a portfolio and what if anybody wants to come and watch the festivities. But if the judge sides with the chief... We sue the chief, we take it to the appellate court, and if we win, which we have to win, I mean, because there's nothing there, the chief is liable personally for this. He has to write a check out of his personal account. It says right there in the statute.
But how much? $5?
Reasonable attorney fees.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting. Now, when I said he wasn't liable, what I meant by that was if Cooper went on a or Miller, one of your sons, went on a shooting spree after being granted the license, the chief would have no liability. So he can't really be worried about any kind of repercussions from, you know, if he were to give a license to somebody who was not suitable, then he would not be liable for anything. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, if he does that, yeah, police aren't responsible for anything. They just get political heat,
right?
You know, and that would certainly be political heat. But, you know, I'm pretty sure Miller's not going to go on a shooting spree. And if he does, I'm probably first, and so I don't really care.
All right, man. So the lawsuit has been filed. The ball is in play, and you'll let us know what happens, right?
Yes, next Wednesday morning at the court here.
Very interesting. I can hardly imagine that the law was written that the chief is personally responsible. That's going to be great.
It says right there on the law. I couldn't believe it when I read it. I read it again and again. I asked someone else to interpret this. What does this say? And it says, yep, he's got to write a check. So sovereign immunity doesn't occur here. It says right there in their statutes.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if sovereign immunity doesn't occur, but in this case, it sounds like there's a liability, and that's a good thing. So, Brian, let us know what happens, and thanks for the story. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Continuing with your calls, Anthony is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a bit of a police encounter the other night that I just wanted to tell you about.
Please do. What's up?
I tend to be a bit of a night owl, so I decided to go out at 2 a.m. in the morning. There's a 24-hour McDonald's around here, so I figured, well, I'm just going to go for a walk and get something to eat and whatever.
Sounds like a nice idea.
And as I was walking down the street, there was a cop car on the other side, and there was two cops there detaining what appeared to be a peaceful person. I'm not sure exactly what they'd stopped him for or anything like that, but I decided that I was just going to stop and watch what was going on, kind of observe, you know, a little bit of cop watch.
Yeah, a little cop watch. That's being, as far as I'm concerned, that's being a good neighbor. Unless that person doesn't want you to watch them, and that's something I'll always ask is if I see the police that have pulled somebody over, like in a parking lot or wherever, on the side of the road, I'll come over there. And whether I even have a video camera on me or not, if I have my cell phone, I've always got a video camera, but I'll ask the person in the car, as long as the cops aren't hovering over them at that moment, hey, do you want me here watching this, or do you want this to be recorded? And just ask them how they feel about it. If they say yes, you better believe I'm going to stay right there and watch the whole scene until it's over. And if they say no, then I'll understand, and I'll just move on. And I want you to continue your story here in a moment. 800-259-9231. We'll come back with more of Anthony and your calls as well about whatever is on your mind. That is the point of the program. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.